Defeat in the First World War, revolution and counter-revolution weakened the Republican forces and strengthened anti-democratic, extreme right-wing tendencies. Bavaria became an anti-liberal and authoritarian state, a so-called cell of order, thus favoring the emergence in Munich of an atmosphere of intolerance and anti-Semitism.
From 1918 onwards, the nationalist and racist Thule Society met at the Hotel Vier Jahreszeiten, 200 meters down Maximilianstraße. Many of its members held prominent public office. These included Munich's chief of police Ernst Pöhner, Karl Fiehler, who later became mayor of Munich, the influential racial theorist of the Nazi party Alfred Rosenberg, and Hitler's later deputy Rudolf Hess. Using Munich as their base, this secret organization fought to overthrow the revolutionary government and later supported the rise of the Nazi party.
The Thule Society supported the anti-Semitic, anti-Marxist German Workers' Party, or DAP. In February 1920, at a mass gathering in the Hofbräuhaus, the DAP changed its name to National Socialist German Workers' Party, or NSDAP, better known as the Nazi Party. That same year, generous financial support from the Thule Society allowed the NSDAP to buy the Völkische Beobachter, a militant anti-Semitic newspaper that became the party organ.
In addition to newspapers like these, the political climate of the time was marked by militant speeches at mass rallies. Through his talents as a public speaker, which he had acquired first in the DAP, then in the NSDAP, Adolf Hitler quickly assumed a leading role. In July 1921, he was elected party chairman and granted dictatorial powers. He soon came to dominate Munich's right-wing scene.
In his speeches, he railed against Berlin's fulfillment politicians, whom he accused of bowing to the demands of the victorious Allied powers. He conjured up the specter of Bolshevism and stirred up hatred against the Jews. As such, he personified the anti-democratic, nationalist, and racist thinking of these years.
Dr. Klaus Weber, professor of social psychology at the University of Applied Sciences in Munich, has the following to say about Hitler as a public speaker.
Jeder vernünftige Erwachsene sagt heute, wenn er eine Hitlerrede hört, ich kann mir nicht vorstellen, wie dieser Mann.
Listening to one of Hitler's speeches today, no sensible adult could imagine why this man was so appealing. This unintelligible, vicious drivel, we Germans must, and so on. But in fact, we know that when Hitler made speeches at that time,
die Leute nach 5 bis 10 Minuten aufsprangen, begeistert waren. Auch Frauen, die dort waren, berichteten, dass sie sozusagen erotisch.
People gave him standing ovations, lasting 5 or 10 minutes. Women who were there reported that the speeches had a kind of erotic fascination for them. The men were enthralled and said, "This man can save us from the calamity." And there are some interviews, not very many, but nonetheless a few interviews with people who had attended Hitler's public speeches, where they were asked, how did you like it? How was he? And the people were thrilled. But in answer to the question, what did he say? Most of them said, oh, I don't remember. Today, Hitler seems to us like an odd little gnome with a funny mustache. But I believe we should not underestimate him.
Unterschätzen sollten wir durch seine Stimme.
Through his voice and his rhetorical powers, he managed, in a full hall, to win people for the concern that he addressed briefly. The oppression, the humiliation that people felt because they had no work, were unemployed, couldn't feed their families. By focusing on these issues, he won everyone over.
Und alle für sich einnahm.
Now walk along Residenzstraße to the Feldherrnhalle. While you're walking, you can listen to the following audio sequence.